Malik, and Refuah Shleima to Avraham Bas Rivka, Pesach Shal Kol Yisrael.
Okay, Rabbi. Okay. Okay. This is okay. So today we're up to packet 13, Sudas Havra. I know people are interested to know when we're ending, so this is like the halfway mark. But I'm going to try to do as much as we can. You know, the Suda level, maybe we could even do some Sundays. We'll see. Well, you know, I understand the time constraints, so I have that, you know, in my head as well. So, you know, okay. Before we begin, I want to tell you an interesting story. I just came up yesterday. So it has to do with Hilchos Aveilus. So I figured I'll say it over. Unfortunately, this past Friday night, before Yontif, Rav Nosson Kamenetsky was nifter. I don't know if you know who that is. Rav Nosson Kamenetsky used to be in YU a lot, because he was the son-in-law of Rav David Lifshitz. Rav Nosson Kamenetsky, who was also the son of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, brother of Shmuel Kamenetsky, and I had a shaykhus with him. So so fortunately, he was nifter. He wrote the famous book, Making of a Gadol, and, you know, a very big Talmid Chacham. He was a mashgiach in Itri, in Eretz Yisrael, and he was nifter this past Friday night, before Yontif. And he has a daughter who lives in L.A., who was in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif as well. So the Patira took place on Friday night, and the Kavura took place on Sunday night. In other words, it was Eretz Yisrael, so one day, I mean, we discussed the questions of bearing on Yontif, so they basically waited. Friday night you can't do a Kavura. Even Aliyah Akum. Shabbos you can't do a Kavura. Sunday was Yontif. Technically you can do Aliyah Akum, but many are knowing not to do it, like Rav Moshe had the Tshuva, about Zilzul Yontif, etc. So basically the Kavura took place after Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, where there's one day of Yontif on Sunday night. And the daughter, who was from L.A., who was in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, was keeping 2 days of Yontif. So the question that was raised was, how does she do the cheshbon of, you know, for everyone else it's pasha. Yontif was over. So you do the 7 days of Shiva, starting Sunday night, Monday. For her, it was the middle of Yontif. So I was discussing this with Rabbi Shalom Kamenetsky. We were talking about it because he was wondering, sometimes the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Shalom Kamenetsky, was wondering that sometimes it was Meir, that sometimes the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, maybe the Yontif Sheni of Shavuos is Mochomer, because we know it's, you know, we always know what Shavuos is. You just count. It's nothing to do with, you know, when Rosh Chodesh is. You just count whatever Pesach was. So there's never a suffix, yet we still keep it. So that might, the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. Maybe that's more chomer. So he was mayor. Maybe that should be more chomer. But at the end, the conclusion seemed to be that the halacha, we treat it the same. So therefore, it's like a funny case, because it's like Kover Meso B'toch Chol HaMoed, so to speak, because, you know, Toch Yontif for her, like Abbe, the daughter, who was keeping 2 days. Usually we don't have such a scenario by Shavuos, because there's no Chol HaMoed by Shavuos, and usually you're not Kover on Yontif, B'zman Hazeh, except in certain communities. So, you know, so the idea being that for her it was Toch Yontif, that it was So in the end, we thought that it should be that the second day of Shavuos is like Yontif Achron, like Simchas Torah, and that she would count that as day one, even though she's not sitting Shiva till after that, and it would be 6 days after that, similar to somebody who was Kover Meso Toch Olamoid, who would count Simchas Torah Achron Shel Pesach as one day, even though they're not sitting Shiva, and then 6 more days after that. So I just thought that was an interesting thing, especially with doing these in Yanim. So I said it, say it over. Okay. The today's year, packet 13, is about Sudas Havra. So Sudas Havra means that when the day when the Avel comes home from the Kavura, so he's not allowed to eat his own food. Meaning, Avel Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Avel Yom Rishon Osur Lechol Mishalo. He can't eat his own food. Right? He can't eat his own food. People, his neighbors, whatever, have to provide him food. And it's interesting that the Gemara uses the same phrase as the Gemara uses in Masechet Megillah. The Rabbi Rav Yosef Mechalfu Sudasai Ulahadadi. Right? In Masechet Megillah, it meant something along the lines that they would, one Purim, one person would host, the other Purim, the next Purim, the other person would host, and here it means that when Rachman Otzlan, one person was sitting Shiva, so they would provide the food, and then they would reciprocate when the other person was sitting Shiva. It means for the Yom Rishon. So basically, the simple pshat is that it's Asur Lechol Mishalo. It starts off with the Isser. Asur Lechol Mishalo. So then, the way it is that you have to get from someone else. You're not going to starve. Right? You're not going to fast. So that's what the... Now, we have to see to what... And that's this pasuk in Yecheskel. Page 3. Lechem Anoshim Lo Sokel. Meaning, what does that mean? Because we know in Yecheskel, he was told not to follow the halakhas of Shiva, of Avelis. So he says, Lechem Anoshim Lo Sokel. Normally, you eat Lechem Anoshim. The regular Avel doesn't eat his own food. He eats other people's food. But Yecheskel was saying here, Hashem was saying Yecheskel that... That you're going to lose your wife, and you shouldn't keep the halachas of Avelis. And the inference is that the real halacha, because it was a mashal to the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed, so everyone's going to be in Avelis. So if everyone's in Avelis, then no one's in Avelis, because the concept of Avelis is this person's in Avelis, this person's not in Avelis. But if everyone's in Avelis, so then no one is really in Avelis, so to speak, because it's no distinction between the numbers of Avelis is usually when there's a distinction between there's like Rabbi Kahn pointed out once the Rashi here, the concept of Avelis is when they're Menachemim. If everyone's Avel, then they're no Menachemim. So that's the idea. So Lechem Anoshim. Okay, look in the Tzudas David, if you want to see it on page 3. Asisim kasher asisi, v'choze u'mefar, v'zeh ufi she'en lidog minog aveilim, elim b'mokom she'esh menachemim, aval oz ha'yu kulam aveilim, v'imkein mi yenachem es mi. So that's why most of the halachas that we learn are from the inference, that here they don't keep aveilus, because everyone's in Avel. Thank you. So there are a lot of questions. First of all, how far does this go? Meaning, is it one day, and what's the reason for it? So, let's see the Yerushalmi on page 5. Haresh Elo Malochol. Person doesn't have what to eat. Bayam Arishon. He doesn't have what to eat. So, on the first day, the Vashedi Eino Sebalacha, on the second day, he can't do any malachas. He can't go to work even. The Shlishi, the third day, who also Betzina. But the first day, he's a malachal, because he's not allowed to eat his own food, so he has nothing to eat. The second day, he can't do malachal, meaning he can't do malachal for 3 days, the Korbanator says. The third day, he can do a little bit sinna, the tov beso. In other words, a curse on his neighbors that didn't provide for him. In other words, why should he be doing malacha? Because he can't take off for Shiva? The answer is, if he didn't do the malacha, he's a tailor. So if he didn't do his tailoring, then he won't have food. He won't have money. So the Shechedim really should make a collection and give him, you know, today, you know, people have savings and things like that. But those days, you know, it was from day to day. Day to day, you know, you got your money today. You spent it on today. There weren't savings. They weren't banks. You know, so if he was sitting Shiva, so the people in the community should provide him food, so this way he'll have what to eat on the first day, and for the first 3 days they have to give him some money, so he'll be able to live. So if he has to declare that, oh, can I do some malacha betzina? I'm a tailor. A person's a tailor, so he can do some sewing betzina. So he shouldn't have to ask such a shaila. Because the neighbors should have provided for him. Okay. Then the next page is Rabbeinu Yerucham. I told you the other week, his official name of the Sefer is Holdos Adam Machava. Half the Sefer are Adam Halachas, and half the Sefer are Chava Halachas. And there seems to be some type of Masorah that you're not supposed to reprint the Rabbeinu Yerucham, meaning you're not supposed to print it in block print, keep it in Rashi script. So there was some thing something Chassid Shalom negative could happen if you reprint the Rabbeinu, some spooky thing about the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Even though in recent times I've seen people reprint it, so I don't know. Some of these stories you have to really check what the source is for these things. But that's what they said. So this is the old printing. Kazav Rabbi Asher, Siva Lechem Anoshim Bosochum Chal Kuliyam Mechayvin Lamecha Lechem Anoshim Matam Kiha Ovel Doeg Venenach Almezov Eino Choshesh Lechol. Your total almost gamhu. Because he says the ovel is so distraught that, like, he doesn't want to eat. Like he feels like, what's life? You know, what's life to live? You know, and he wants to die himself. Okay, tzivo lechol mishal acherim. So since he has that attitude, to show, that's a way of showing avelos, that you're not going to eat. So he can eat his own food, but the other people have to make sure that he doesn't die, obviously, and they'll feed him. So the question is, we'll see how long this goes. But that was the reason that the Rebbe Yerucham explains. It's a sign of Avelis that, you know, like, he's like, you know, he doesn't want to go on, so to speak. The Lavush on page 7 says a little bit different. Linera taima shekolze b'chal lechamam shemarim la'ovos ha'masimnos olimam. Where the idea is that he doesn't eat, so this way the neighbors will have to help him. And that's a sign of nechama, that they're caring about him. Merely nechol m'hachrus u'dosa adhainu sheyochol echad l'achel eskaveir me'aveil hu'yachzil, etc. So it's a form of nechama, that the people in the community are showing that they care about the person. Now the question is, what is this referring to? Mamish, every single thing in your house you can't eat? Like, could you eat fruits? Could you eat, or is it only maybe a meal? You know, bread or something like that? How far does this extend? So the Divrei Malkiel here on page 8 says, "Nistapachti b'had the kaimun and my cotton." Could he have some drink? So he says he thinks it's mutter the hashash yoli floshon because the lechem anoshim lo sochel. Mashke dachke lechem. That's the pasuk in Yecheskel. Lechem anoshim lo sochel. Only lechem. Lo shar dvarim. Heinu loshon hashas sham. Not only lechem. Had the guy, but even though the Shulchan Aruch says Mavrin the Beitzim of Adoshim, this is the minhag that we have at Suda Savra. You have what? Eggs and lentils, round things to show the Galgal Choser Ba'olam. You know, the Korb Sugya the Bava Basra. Mashmi said, "The Havra have a upper beitzim, v'adoshim, lavkaf galechem." That's why in the minhag they have, you know, they have bagels, you know, round things, so that the world is round. Everyone has the mazel goes up and down. So it's mashma that it's not just bread. So he says maybe the ikar was bread, but then they brought the other things as relish. He thinks even Paris is also. The poskim kulam kosu stam also ovel biyomrishon lechol mishalom bishmitu tevas lechem. The poskim don't say the word lechem. In the Gemara that we just saw, it says lechem. Also lechol lechem mishalom. But when the poskim and Shulchan Aruch bring it down, they leave out the word lechem. Lechem mele also lechol mishalom peres. He says, "Mayim near the shari l'shtos v'shalom." He says, "Mayim, you can have your own water. You know that. You know that's not chashiv enough." A lot of times, water we could have before certain things.
Then he says that maybe not just water, maybe te'ima ba'alma, maybe it's the meal, maybe it's just the din of the meal. You want to just have a snack, maybe that's okay. Even your own stuff. He says, Yisrael kadoshim hei v'nogim she'ein to'amim ba'uma. He says, the minhag is the Yisrael kadoshim, after the burial, they don't have anything and they wait to have the Suda Savra. And that's provided by the, you know, friends, neighbors, etc. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this on page 9. He says, Nira d'ha'ikar hu halechem. Aval tafshilu yochol lechol mishalo. Chere minu shebevim va'ovel lechem u'beitzim. Rachel Yasu tonight, yeah. Okay, but Lamais Chves, it's the meal, like, so, you know, Pashas is all the meal. I mean, his stomach, he has to drink water, you know, like the Divrei Malkiyo, the Pashas should be. If he has to drink water, okay, he doesn't have to, but then, you know, he shouldn't really have much before. You know, maybe if the tasa tzorach, maybe he could be somek and having a little snack or something. But the main ikar is he should really, once he comes back from the Beis Avel, then right away they should serve him the Suda Savra. And then the Yeah, but some of that's Mishalom. Anyone who's Somech al Shulchano is in the same category. And they're together.
What's the status of the thing?
Well, it depends. It depends when you hold the availance is going to start. If you hold the availance starts right away, like Rebbe Foil, it doesn't go. It's whenever the availance starts, whatever sheet you hold, and all those computations that we made prior.
With the scope of that, is there any kind of battle yet between you and the book? Depending on what the time is behind the halakha.
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Yeah, if the reason for it is that social isolation, we want to make sure that the Avel has to come up, so then they could, that theoretically the Avel could give a little bit of Ashila.
Okay. Right. Sometimes these reasons aren't, you know, they're a general reason. It doesn't mean that you're... But what you're saying is good. I like what you're saying. What's your name?
Noah.
Marlo. There was a big die in the Chabad.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda Marlo.
Not related.
People have asked you this?
Yeah.
I spoke to him once, yeah. He's one of the Rabbanim of the community. He's since passed away, Rabbi Yehuda Marlo. He spelled with a W?
Yeah, W-B.
W-B. Huh. It's a roll packet.
This halakha, I'm sure it must have applied before.
What?
This halakha of Suda Savra must have applied before the time of Gehesed.
Okay.
So, based on what?
Tradition? Yeah. The Gemara has famous statements. I don't know. Also, Yecheskel Manobra. Right? But this is where we have it written down, so that's why we...
Yaakov Avinu did that, right?
Yeah, Yaakov Avinu. Okay. Now take a look at the Rush on page 10. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. I'm Rabbi Yom Rishon. Also, Lechol Mishalom. So, what does that mean? Yom Rishon. So he quotes the Gemara Pesachim. Ein Lashon Eisa Biyan Shemin with Dvash Bukla Yom Tov Rishon. How you pursue the Rishonim. So he says that Yom Rishon is Suda Rishonim. It's just like by Pesach, the first meal, the meal of the Seder, you can't have a Matzah Shira, whatever, I mean, but after that maybe you could. If we Ashkenazim have a minhag not to anyway, but technically speaking, you could. So even though the Gemara uses the lashon of Yom Tov Rishon, much for the whole day, but we assume that means Suda Rishona. So that's what the Rosh Hashita is. And it's the first meal. In other words, if they come back 3 o'clock in the afternoon from the cemetery, so then that's that first meal. After that, then he can eat from his own stuff. That's the rush. And that's this Gemara here in Pesachim. Kedama lehu Rav Yoshua v'nei yom akama lo talush li b'chelba. In other words, the first day you shouldn't have any juice or milk in the matzah. After that, you can. So it's mashru the whole day, but yet still we assume it just means the first meal, the Seder night, when you have to have lachamoni. So the same thing over here, that Yom Rishon doesn't always have to mean Yom Rishon, it could just mean Suda Rishona. The Rambam on page 12 says, "Avol Yom Rishon Osur Vanich Tzvilin Lechol Mitchalo." So the Rambam is mashma not that way, because the Rambam says it's the whole day, just like the first day, an Avol doesn't put on Tzvilin. Like even if he comes back from the cemetery, 10 o'clock in the morning, or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's still time to put on Tzvilin, he doesn't put on Tzvilin, and we discussed, you know, this halacha in the past. So the same thing over here. So tefillin means the whole day, and the Rambam's listing Ovel Ochel Lechem Shelo in that same breath, so it means the whole first day. Yom Rishon, so that's different than the Rosh. So that you have a machlokes here between the Rambam and the Rosh, what Yom Rishon is referring to. If you look at the Torah, page 16, it says, "Avol Osur Lechol Mishalo B'Suda Harishona." He writes the same idea, Suda Rishona, Shnei Muter. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, so on page 24 it says Avel Osur Lechol Mishalom Suda Rishona. It says Suda Rishona. Avel Mishniya, but the Shnia is Mutter. That's the Rosh. Mutzal Shcheda Shechilu, etc. Then the Gemara speaks about reciprocity, etc. Oh. So look at the Ber Hagola here on page 25. Kosev Rabbeinu Yerucham, Shenegu Lechol Mishalachem Kol Shiva. That even though the halacha is that Avol Osur Lechol Mishalo was only the first day or the first meal, there's a minhag Lechol Mishalachem Kol Shiva the Aniyah Yisrael. Because the people that who are niyim, they're not doing malacha during Shiva, so they really need to get food from other people. They don't have money to buy food. So the minhag is that we should give everyone food all 7 days, because some people need the food because they don't have the money. Some people need the food because they don't have the money. And so if we give it to everybody, then no one will be embarrassed. Because if we just give it to the people who need, then people say, oh, see, these people don't have money, they need. Shavah Shirosim Kino. Every easy po minug kal kadosh svardim. And he said, the svardim, this I've seen, I have a lot of Sephardic relatives. My mother is from a Sephardic family. So the Sephardim, they're always bringing meals. The whole Shiva, yeah, they're always bringing meals. There's so much food. And the problem with this is there's also, I don't know what you call it. Some things, I don't know the question, what do you call it, a minhag or just a superstition, that not to bring food out of the Beis Ovel. Like people are, you know, that has a bad simon, things like that. Ravavadi, I think, once told me that he thought, he's fine also, that if they're going to throw it away, you know, it's baltashkits, you know, it's better not to throw away food, you know, so to say that you have, it's better to not bring it out of the house. So if you want it, you don't want to bring it, so leave it, but let people eat it. But if they're throwing it away anyway, so he was a little skeptical whether that's the right thing to do, throw away food at the expense of, maybe it's better to take it out and eat it than throw it away. That's a real halacha, so I'm glad you're saying. But what it says, the Sephardim, Sephardim eat at the cemetery when they have Hakomas HaMatzeva. They serve food there because to make a tikkun, you know, the brachas that are said are like a tikkun for the neshama. They're very into these type of minhagim of sorts. Now, what if the Ovel doesn't want? It starts off with Ovel Osir Lachol Mishalo. So now people are coming to give him, but say he doesn't want to take. You know, so what's the story then? So first, the Beis Yosef here on page 16, he discusses whether we should paskin like the Rosh or the Rambam. Halacha kidivei make a bottle, so it's only the first two that that's what's brought to Shulchan Aruch. Only the first Suda is Osir Lechol Mishalo. And then the tour here on page 18, he says, Ratza Ovel Shalo Lekabel Havra. So lo rotza lechol also yom harashus biyadam. The Gersin of Yishalmi, Rem Zira, Medamach, Pakin, Malakadola yom adein, Achila, Pardu day, Yisidam Yishalmi, Shayyuan, Oli Musalas, Yom Bisas Kachavim. So he says that it's mashman in Yishalmi that you can refuse. Show me here. On page 14. Chadamach Rav Yasa. When Yasa passed away, Kabbal Rav Chine Bava, Avail of Eichman Basav Ashkun Khamar. So he gave him food. Chadamach Rav Chine Bava, Kabbal Rav Shmuel, Avail of. So they say that when this one died, this one gave him food. When this one died, the daughter from Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak came to Rav Zera, he gave him food. Rav Zera, Midamach Pakin,
But Rav Zeira, Midabach Pocket, when he died, Pocket, Manot Kabul Alai Yom Adain, Avela, Ulmachar Mizrachaya. Say this through the Losh of the Mishnah. Altavo, he says, Altavo, don't come to me. He didn't want. Pushing your dog, Kai Gavdu. Well, your macher is like a mecha, so he never will be a mission. He didn't want people to come. He didn't want, you know, just, you know, Havra can be with Yayin, you know. Well, never Yayin, Elo, Nachim Boasa, Savelum. Plus, he says, Tu Sheikha La Oved, Yayin La Mari Nefesh. So he didn't want people to drink in his house, he didn't want. So that's what's brought down here in the Torah, that if he doesn't want, he doesn't want. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Page 25. Imrod Tzoha Avel Shalol Lachol Biyom Harishon. Hutolachol Bisholol Afil B'sud Rishona. Meaning, it says the Tshach Biyom Sheni. Where the B'sud Rishona is only on the Sud Rishona on the first day. The Oval says, I don't want to eat. So that means he's going to fail the first day. And then his first Suda after the Kavur is going to be the second day. Still the Sud Rishona, but that, the Shulchan Aruch says, that once it's not the Yom Rishon, even though it's the Sud Rishona, he can eat Bishalom. It has to be the Yom Rishon and the Sud Rishona of the Yom Rishon. But Mutu Lechol says, the Shach Yom Sheni, B'lai L'Shachar Yom Rishon, somehow they didn't get there in time, and it's already the night, so you can eat Bishalom. This is not Yom Rishon anymore.
And you can't just do Mokal on that. You can't
have
any of my own stuff.
No.
I don't
know if that, but I just don't understand. No, that he can't be Mokal. To a Mokal Avra, I'll eat my own stuff. This is an Isser. Aval Osir Lachol Mishalom. So that Isser is not negotiable.
It's not like if he actually...
Right, yeah, you don't see Yafshi Sakonis Chachamim, right. He cannot accept it and say, okay, I'll fast. He'll say, I'll fast. Okay, and then Halacha Tes, welcome Shinogu Lahavros. The boss of Yain, the meeting Matamin, Osim Mamim Khila, the Batesim of the Tapshal Shaladoshim, Zechel Avelis, Hakok, and Boko. The pastus is Imrotza Havel Shalalach, I'll be a Rishon. Uter lechol bishalol, afilus to the Rishona. No, I would have read it like that also, but I think the shach is the pashtus, and the other way of reading it is just he's just trying to explain to you how you would have made a mistake.
But why would it have been written down? Especially when it's like, why would it have written?
Yeah, because it is Suda Rishonas. So, but the point he's trying to say is it has to be Biyom Rishon.
Because he, in the Halakha Aleph, he said he uses Suda Rishona in contrast to Shmiya on Biyom Rishon.
Right, but that's what it is. That's what it is. You can look at the Beis Yosef and see what, if you really think the Mechaber meant that, the Pashtun. But it's not.
And the Rishon is
Okay. Now, so the question is, what about? Here, yeah, take a look on page 25 in Shulchan Aruch. In Halacha Yud Aleph, Hichet Sarech Limno Shiva Achar Haregel. They say a person lost a relative, a Cholamayit or whatever, and then he's going to do Shiva afterwards. And Shomash Shomosh Shabbos. Sarech Avros Avra Rishona Shimei Avelos. Starting Shiva after the regal. Okay, the Shabbos Shmua B'Shabbos. Starting Avroso Avrari Shona Shiva May Avail. In other words, is even after Yom. He shall take Shadita Yamishu Igmavin or so. Take no again. But the minute is, if it's not on Yom Rishon, so forget it, it's over. Hey, no, I mean, I feel like the overload of the Shiva. You know, the publisher also say, Yom, to say the older, it's still not. Let's see, could you do a Surah Havra on Yantif, on Shabbos, on... So if you look here, in Tosfos on page 27, so I told you, the Gemara, on the bottom page 26, says if a person is, say that it wasn't enough time, the regal wasn't a vatal, either because you hold, you need 3 days, or it was based on Tocha Lamoid. So the verse says, Ein Rabin Misaskin Imo, Shekvar Nisasku Bo Baregel. Right? Because the Gemara says something we don't really do, and that is that if somebody dies in Cholamayin, so you start doing Nichum Aveil right away. So you have 4 days of Yontif, and then 3 days after Yontif, so you only Menachem Ovel for those 3 days after, the 4 days of Cholamayin is seven. We don't do that. We wait with the Nichum Aveil until after the whole Yontif, or I mean Yontif Sheni, we can't, but we hold that the Gemara says Kvarnes Asku Bo Berego. So the Gemara says Tanchubin Umberchas Veshura Varit Shapiris Dini Havra Kol HaGamachs of Vitri Shapiris Vashashi Umer In Osim Havra Berego. So the machlok is here. The Rit says you do Sudas Avra during Chol HaMoed. And the Machs of Vitri says you don't. So the Machs of Vitri says you don't do it at Chol HaMoed, and then once you don't do it at Chol HaMoed, you don't do it at all. So, the Mordechai quotes the two opinions. If a person didn't do Havra on Chol HaMoed, whether you do it afterwards or you say no. And the Rambam says, You still do Surah Avra Chol HaMoed, even though there's no Avelis. Chol Eilim Chol HaMoed. Avel Yontif Afil Yontif Sheini in Korinu Chol Tzim Lo Mamer. But not on Yontif. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, a mavrin, a krov mavrin, god the moyen. The yontif shnat. So the Shulchan Aruch makes the chiluk between kol ha-moed, yes mavrim, yontif no mavrim, even yontif sheni. So the Rebbe Kivegi asks the kasha, after mechaber pasach the im yomisu kvur b'yontif beis misablin, but right, the mechaber has a shita that if it's yom kvur and yontif sheni yomisu yom kvur y'misabel, still a mavrim. So we came mashmud the havra kill yosir. There was a velus. You do have a yontav sheni, right? According to the mechaber, if it's yom misa yom kfur. Yet havra you don't. Right? We do away with havra more easily. But in cholamoy it's the opposite. There's no velus, but there is havra. So he's saying, you know, it seems to be a little inconsistent that we could have avelus and yontif, yom bis and yom kfur we have. It's the end of yontif, but not havra. But on yichol moed we have havra, but not avelus. Okay, so he says that avelus is havra in an Indian lavelus, a luke in hespid. He says Havra is like the way they Mishumhaki ain't Marvin beyond the Shani, Avam Khomon Marvin Khomokam Lohavi Hespit. It's like Hespit, it's not like Hespit. I don't know, I'm trying to figure it out. But that's the end of the end of the day. That they're Marvin on Khomon, not Marvin on Yontif. So it's a quasi Hespit, so we don't do it on Yontif, we do it on Khomon. It's hard to quantify exactly what it is in terms of the consistent, but that's what it's worked out, and that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. As I said, I was thinking maybe this Sunday we could hop in a little bit, you know. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Maybe we could hop in a little bit on Sunday, you know. Five shiurim, Okay, so we'll be in touch. We'll let you know exactly the schedule. And, okay.